This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Off the record, free advice to the Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Madam Attorney General, you may think you can dodge this bullet, but you can't. And worse, you are poisoning the 2016 presidential race worse than it already is. I'm talking about that secret meeting with President Bill Clinton in a private plane on the tarmac in Phoenix. Yeah, I know. You said it was primarily social. Primarily is not completely, but that's not the problem. That's the least of the problems. Even if we're 100% social, you and I both know the impact of the charm offensive in the prosecution business, and we both know it doesn't have to be actual impropriety. Appearance is enough. And you should know, you should have met that standard. You did meet that standard, so do yourself a favor. The Justice Department needs a favor, too, and the nation needs a favor. Recuse yourself from this investigation. If you don't get out of this now, it will get worse. Don't believe me? Well, try this. Just 2 days after your primarily social meeting with the spouse of someone under FBI investigation, your lawyers at DOJ went to federal court seeking a 27-month delay in producing correspondence between former top aides to Secretary Clinton and officials with your new best friend Bill Clinton's foundation. That smells really bad. So take my advice. Recuse now. It will get worse. And that's my off-the-record comment tonight.
I'll tell you, Greta is so right on. Of course, she's an attorney. And, she was absolutely, on behalf of the legal profession, she was aghast. I mean, that her profession was being compromised like this by the lead lawyer in the country, Attorney General Loretta Lynch. I mean, this isn't some accident. It wasn't like they just happened to run into each other at a McDonald's or something. I mean, this is, hey, you met privately at the airport in Arizona. You get on a private plane. This doesn't look good on so many levels. And especially as Mart as this, and as we were talking, you know, Scott, as we were mentioning with Megan Barth earlier, you've got both of them under suspicion and under investigation right now. And, Bill Clinton comes into the microscope here as a result of the Clinton Foundation and all the potential quid pro quo. And I keep saying to you, if you think Benghazi was bad, if you had not read Peter Schweitzer's book on Clinton cash, then, I understand that some of this stuff may be a little bit foreign to you, but if you can't read the book, yeah, the movie's coming out here, I guess, in another week or two, and it's called Clinton Cash, and it sets up all, I mean, you see all the smoke all the way around the Clinton Foundation. You know, the president, most presidents, as a rule, you know, their average speaking engagement, about $70,000, $80,000 for a speech. Mrs. Clinton becomes Secretary of State, and suddenly Bill Clinton is getting speaking engagements to the tune of $300 to $700, I think even one case, $1 million for a speech. Okay, so what happened? What was the difference of Bill Clinton, you know, before and Bill Clinton then?
Better agent, right?
Yeah, a better agent, exactly, and one that's in a position. Not only am I an agent for my husband, but I'm in a position to reward you as a result of taking care of my husband. And we've got this little fund over here called the Clinton Foundation. All looks good and everything else. I mean, and the Clinton Foundation, I mean, it wasn't like Barack Obama didn't already tell the Clintons, hey, look, be careful with this. This does, you know, this looks a little sketchy, so you want to be careful, right? So this conversation was had, and watch what happens. I mean, watch if we don't start having a Barack Obama Foundation, you know,
well,
established.
Greta said it the best. I thought the best thing she said was the perception. How people perceive this. If you watched an attorney talk to a mob boss, you know, a prosecuting attorney talking to a mob boss, what would you think?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the fix is in. You know, and that's what this is all about, is avoiding all impropriety. And this is a big issue with the legal profession, and it's been violated.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, right now, speaking of real special, Jordan Goodman is with us, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And everybody still talking Brexit, Jordan? What's going on?
Lots going on, Bill. This was a major, major surprise, okay? The day before the vote, the London bookies had it 90% in favor of staying, 10% to leave. So let's just give you a sense of how much people were shocked that they voted to pull out of the European Union.
You see, I maintain pollsters that are off that much, they ought to just be set aside, never to be heard from again. That's what we need to do here in America. It's like, when you miss it that much, then forget it. It's kind of like...
Well, this wasn't even pollsters, though. These were people betting it. These are people with money on the line.
Oh, wow. Really? Betting people were going, oh, wow, this is...
Oh, a lot. In Britain, they love to bet on everything. So this was a great thing to bet on.
So a
lot of people lost money. Some people made a huge amount of money who were on the leave side. But it was a big surprise.
Well, they were led to believe it was going to be so close, neck and neck, by the hair of the chinny chin chin, and a 4-point swing after it was all said and done. So
right.
A lot that's happened there, I think, is a portent to what's coming here to this country, or what the
possible.
People here in this country
it's
are feeling, right?
I think the reason that people voted to get out of the European Union was, first of all, just kind of resentment against the kind of all the rules and the European Union bureaucracy telling people and bringing them what to do. There's just a lot of resentment against that.
Their establishment, right?
Yeah. And the second thing is immigration. I think that was clearly all these people are coming in from Libya and Syria and Iraq and all these places. Once you get inside the European Union, there's free movement of people in the 28 countries. And a lot of these people come to England. They didn't like it. And I think those are the two main things that caused... So it's going to be an enormous change to have Britain not be part of the European Union, but it's going to take a while, 2-3 years, maybe longer than that, to figure out exactly how it's going to work. Everything has to be renegotiated.
Exactly. But
they don't know how to do this, Bill. This has never been done. Any country has always been added. Nobody's ever gotten out, never mind the second largest economy in the European Union.
Exactly. This is the War of the Roses, man. I mean, they're saying, hey, look, we're going to divorce, and you know what? I want you out of the house, like, tomorrow. And Cameron's going, well, wait a minute. You know, according to the rules here, I got at least 2 years. Let's talk about an amicable solution and
it's
resolution.
It's not going to be amicable.
Divorce.
It is not.
Well, Jordan, you know, the thing is, what I'm particularly interested in is your insight. You know, everybody, you know, predicted doom if they, you know, they left the EU, the stock markets were going to be in a tailspin. Now we got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of activity. But
it did fall and it came back. Mm-hmm. We're almost back to where we started. Mm-hmm. But it was a big fright. I mean, the market lost about $3 trillion in market value before recovering about $2 trillion. So it was a big surprise because it's uncertain. People don't know. So here are some of the specific impacts on the American audience that might be helpful, Bill.
Good.
The first one The dollar looks much more attractive as a place to keep your money. With all this craziness going on in Europe, money already is pouring and will continue to pour into the U.S. as a safety haven. So that means the dollar goes up in value, which has its good and bad things, and it means interest rates go down, which has got a lot of good aspects to it. So as far as the dollar, if you're going to travel to Europe or to England, your trip just got 10% cheaper, if not more.
We're all going to Turnberry. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. So all of the dollars you have are worth more now because the pound and the euro dropped 10% or more, something like that. So that's the good part. The bad part is for U.S. exporters, it's going to be harder for them to sell overseas because as the dollar rises, our goods become more expensive. So there's pros and cons, but in general, the dollar is going to stay extremely strong, if not get stronger. So the interest rates going down is because all this money pouring in here, for the most part, goes into treasuries, pushing down treasury yields, up treasury prices. So you have the 10-year treasury at about 1.4% now. We've never seen that in our lifetime, ever. At the beginning of the year, it was about 2%, something like that. I think it's going to go down to 1% from 1.4%. I mean,
wow.
The British 10-year bond went below 1% this week, down to about 0.9%. It's just unbelievable. And the German 10-year is literally a negative, minus 1%. So these are dramatically. So, for example.
No wonder Angela Merkel's a little cranky.
Yeah. Well, you normally think really low interest rates would be good, but this is extreme. The 10-year is a negative, never mind the short-term stuff. So if you have a mortgage, this is a good time to refinance. I mean, the lowest rates in our lifetime, who knows if they'll go lower, but they're really great right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So say your mortgage is 4.5% or higher. It makes sense to refinance. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in America is now about 3.5%. The 15-year is about 2.5%. We've never seen this in our lifetime.
Wow.
So a good place to do that would be youcanrefi.com, youcanrefi.com. They search around the country to get you the best possible deal. In the best of all worlds, if you could go from a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage, much lower interest rate, paid off quicker, that would be a good thing. So that's one way, I guess you might say, we're benefiting from the Brexit vote.
Well, now, how long do you think is it going to be a transition? I know to get out of the EU, they're talking to, I know Cameron would like to have an extra year, maybe the rest of England as well. It might be as prudent to have a little bit more time, but it doesn't look like Angela Merkel and company.
They want to move it fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. When you do a divorce, one party wants to get it over with quickly, kick the guy out of the house. One guy, well, you know, can I keep the lamp or that kind of thing? So,
yeah. No, your bags are packed. And the lamp's not included, okay?
That's true. And there was just news on Thursday as well, which kind of complicates things, that Boris Johnson, who is the leading person for the Leave campaign, the former mayor of London, is not going to stand for prime minister. People thought he would be the logical person
to actually do this. Position,
he's now not going to do that. So that makes it even more complicated. We have no idea who the prime minister of England's going to be at this point.
But I can tell you, I really respect David Cameron to be up front and say, look, I'm not the guy to lead the ship.
Completely.
I think the ship shows a lot of integrity on his part.
It does. And I think he did the right thing. I think this was splitting society. I think it was the right thing to have a Democratic vote. Now, he never thought they would vote for Leave. I mean, he thought he had it in the bag. But I think democracy sometimes is messy, and that's what's happening in this case. So lower your mortgage rate is one thing. The other thing is that if you keep your money in CDs, money funds, checking accounts, you know you're going to get zero for as far as the eye can see. Another impact of the Brexit vote is there is no way the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates the rest of the year. No way. Yeah. One of the reasons they didn't raise rates in the week before the Brexit vote in June was concern that it might happen, and their worst fears were realized here. So all the upset from this, there is no way the Fed can raise rates for the rest of this year. So that means you're going to continue to earn zero.
Uh-huh. Was it that, and also the realization that the GDP was not where they thought it was? All of a sudden we got these revised numbers, and Janet Yellen goes,
oh,
wait a minute here. I mean, because you and I talked that maybe even 2-3 times before the end of the year there would be an increase in interest rates. That was their plan, and then reality set in, huh?
They would like to raise rates, but the environmental conditions are just not there. This is a new part of the environmental conditions now, of all this fear, all this money pouring into the U.S. Again, raising the dollar is going to mean loss of U.S. manufacturing jobs because it's harder for exporters to export. So the Fed's off the table, as far as I'm concerned, not going to raise rates the rest of this year, which means you're going to continue to earn zero on the CDs and money funds and the bank instruments. So I'll tell you what I'm doing with my money right now, Bill. It's been wildly volatile in the stock market. What I'm putting my money in are what are called commercial real estate income funds.
Right.
Because that's a way of getting a nice, safe, stable 8% yield over 1 year, monthly checks. If you want to reinvest it, that's fine. So there's a website for that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
Martinezlive.com.
Hey, weather.
whether it's online or one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around the country. Welcome aboard, Bill Martinez, live coming at you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Have you been in roller coasters? Have you heard about the roller coaster there at Six Flags over Georgia? 120-foot drop. I'm telling you, this is one serious roller coaster. Well, this is becoming an annual event between Gene Petriello and myself. He's the communications manager at Six Flags Over Georgia and Six Flags Whitewater Background. Gene, let me bring you on right away here. How are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, happy 4th of July weekend to you, and just in time. We've got a lot of excitement going on over Six Flags Over Georgia, right?
We do. We're open here for the July 4th Festival, and to kick off the month of July, we actually have Blue Hawk, which is our renovated roller coaster that just opened last month. It's about to go up the lift hill here in a second. You're going to hear it behind me. This roller coaster is 122 feet tall, 50-plus miles per hour, along more than 2,800 feet of roller coaster tracks and twists and turns. And for the month of July, from today until July 31st, we have a special military access line where active and retired military service men and women who have a valid military ID can bring themselves and one additional guest through the exit to skip the main line here at Blue Hawk and experience this roller coaster with their friends and family. It's a small token of our appreciation for the brave men and women who protect our freedom every day. We're just honored to be able to have this.
Well, exactly. And, you know, all that Six Flags does to honor not only the military, but to honor America on this 4th of July weekend, this is a really a special time. And I think it's a time needed, too, Gene, where, you know, this country is starting to reconnect itself with its original DNA. And we might be able to thank our European brothers across the pond for, you know, helping us realize that it's okay to have some national pride, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? That's what this weekend's all about, is celebrating our country and those who protect our freedom each and every day, and also remembering those who have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can be free and have the country that we do here to be able to come to an amusement park on a weekend and have some fun with their family. So we're honored to be able to celebrate military members and their families here with a special military access line. We also have the Coca-Cola July 4th Fest at all of our Six Flags parks across the country. So if it's not Atlanta near you, definitely head out to a Six Flags park this weekend, because we have the Coca-Cola July 4th Fest with DJs and music. And if you have an admission ticket or a season pass and you bring a can of Coke to a Six Flags park, you're able to get early ride time before the park opens.
Wow.
For an hour the next 3 days.
Wow, that is so cool. That is so exciting. Let the celebration get underway. Now, Gene, I understand there's two new coaster trains as well that they're going to experience there, right?
Well, they're able to go here for the Blue Hawk, which is behind me, and you probably hear it going. That's the big one. The other coasting ride that's new here is a new Revolution virtual reality coaster on Daredevil Dive. So guests can actually wear a Samsung Gear VR headset and be immersed as a co-pilot of a fighter jet, all while riding a 100-foot-tall, 50-plus mile-per-hour roller coaster.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding. I actually did.
Wow, that is incredible. I mean, and then you get, you know, take off the virtual reality. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness, how does your brain make the adjustment?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, the technology of that system is that when you actually turn to the left on the ride, the video is synced up to turn left with you. So it's synced up exactly to the movements of the roller coaster. It's really technologically innovative, and that's what Six Flags is all about. Innovation and DNA is in our DNA. And we're innovative with this ride. You know, our guests told us at the Blue Hawk that they wanted to see some changes. We listened to them. We made the track smoother. We added those new trains, new restraints. It's much smoother. Our guests thank us for it. And, you know, I'll tell you this to somebody else, too. Everybody thanks us for having this military line and honoring the military and doing what we do here as a community partner. But we don't need the thanks, because this is the right thing to do. And really, we need to be thanking the military for what they do for us.
Well, you've been listening to the people there. I mean, something like what you estimate 6 million people have enjoyed, you know, this special ride, and of course the numbers will continue to mount up, and they'll mount up big time over this holiday weekend, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're expecting beautiful weather here in Atlanta. Most Six Flags parks, if not all of them, are going to have lots of beautiful weather as well. So we're looking forward to a great weekend at all our Six Flags parks across the country. And also, it's time to celebrate America's birthday. Have some fun. We have fireworks going off every night at 9:30. You can hit up our Hurricane Harbor Water Park here in Atlanta or Hurricane Harbor at another Six Flags park in your area. We have a special VIP experience going on here in Atlanta in our Hurricane Harbor. But definitely stay for the night. Come early, ride the ride, take advantage of our special military access line here at Six Flags Over Georgia, and stay for the fireworks in the evening.
You know, Gene, a lot of people may not realize that the name of the ride was picked by the park goers themselves. You know, tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. So when we, again, set out to make the change in this ride, our guests told us what they wanted to see. So we listened to our guests and made those changes. So we said, hey, this is a ride that our guests are telling us what to do, and we're listening to them. So why not listen to them and let them pick the ride? So
we came
up with three different ride names, Blue Hawk, which obviously won, Air Commander and American Eagle were the other two, and more than 6,000 people voted, and with the majority, more than 50% went Blue Hawk. It is painted blue, and we did show pictures of it being blue at that time, so I wonder if that had a little something to do with it, naming Blue Hawk, but we are ecstatic to be able to call Blue Hawk, and guests that ride it say, hey, I helped name this ride. I mean, what's better than that?
Yeah, they have natural buy-in in this whole situation. So a lot of activities going on this 4th of July weekend at Six Flags Over Georgia. We've got a little bit more time. Let's run them all down if we can, Gene, if we got enough time here.
Yeah, absolutely. We have 12 world-class roller coasters that you're going to be able to experience if you come to the park. Again, we talked about the virtual reality that we opened up earlier this year. We also have an additional 2 new kids areas that we opened this year that are family rides that the entire family can experience together. That's 12 rides and attractions. And if you come early, again, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, with admission to the park, and you bring a Coke can with you, you get to come into the park an hour early here and be able to ride rides like Goliath and Mindbender and Batman the Ride and Harley Quinn's Insanity, some of our most popular rides. At other Six Flags parks across the country, a variety of rides will be available for the same thing. Park admission, season pass, bring that Coke can, and you're in early. It's all part of our celebration for the July 4th holiday.
Well, it's all about a lot of fun, a lot of great family fun as well at Six Flags Over Georgia, and as you say, all the other Six Flags across this wonderful, you know, liberty-minded country of ours. And what a time to celebrate our independence from, from England. And here England's teaching us something a little bit here recently with Brexit, as they're kind of celebrating a whole new independence period in their history. But we get to stop and think about, as you say, Gene, the people that have made this all possible. You're honoring them, with this Blue Hawk ride that they have, they'll have a special access line to enjoy. But, you know, more than anything, it's all of us kind of understanding that we're all American. We're all patriots, and we just are so grateful for Six Flags, emphasizing the importance of that.
Yeah, and, again, everybody thanks us for what we're doing, but it's really us saying thank you to them. You know, we have the roller coasters, and we have the opportunity to come here and let families create memories. That's what we're all about, and have these thrilling experiences. And it's really heartwarming for us, myself included, to walk around the park, see military members, see families having fun and smiling. That's what it's all about here. And for us, the park president, the marketing director, and for the entire 3,000-plus employees that we have here at Six Flags Over Georgia, it's our honor to be able to walk around and see smiling faces and have this military access line. So we thank our military members for this.
Okay, now that we got everybody all excited about all the fun, the rides, the celebration, 4th of July weekend and all, where can our family of listeners go and get tickets and learn about the other events at Six Flags Over Georgia?
Absolutely. Go to sixflags.com/overgeorgia, and that's where you can get all your information, tickets, season passes, the all-season dining plan, and so much more. Or if Georgia's not close enough to you and you have another Six Flags park near you, go to sixflags.com. Search for your closest park by state, and you can find out all the information there.
Well, Gene Petriello has been with us. He's the communications manager at Six Flags Over Georgia and Six Flags Whitewater Background. Gene, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South.
To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great, too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? 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 Ready?
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. Coach holds a doctoral degree in public admin. He's a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, retired New York City police officer, and a member of the American Mensa NYCPD Honor Legion. Make sure you check out his website, thecoachesteam.com. That's thecoachesteam.com. Coach, happy Independence Day and weekend for you. I know we're thinking all kinds of great thoughts about this country. Maybe we can revive, the patriotic feelings of this country that we've, abandoned, it seems, here in the last 7-8 years.
Absolutely. There's an electricity in the air that you can feel. And I just don't think that the rug is big enough for the media to shove it under. Trump had a huge rally yesterday in Maine, and of course you heard nothing about it.
Right.
But the people in Maine heard it, and that's one of the states that's on his list, and that's one that he's going to flip too.
Well, the media, at this point, and I think every time Trump says this, I know that he is such a ratings juggernaut. The media cannot help themselves. They cannot not cover him, although they're trying to do their best to kind of hold back a little bit because there's been, so much bragging about that he got, $2 billion in free advertising and all that sort of thing. But here we are to the general election. And keep in mind, the media, this is a windfall opportunity for them every election cycle when candidates spend an incredible amount of money. And as you and I talked about before, early on, this is before Trump was realizing all this free promotion. You know, we were projecting probably about $2 billion in media expenditure, you know, for this campaign. And now it's going to be a lot less than that. And then that's $2 billion per side. Yeah. I don't think Hillary's going to need to spend $1 billion. She may get close to that. And Donald Trump, there's no way he's going to be anywhere near that zip code.
Sure. The fact that Hillary Clinton has dumped $26 million worth of negative ads on Trump and fallen behind outside of the margin of error, as per the Rasmussen survey, shows you that they are living, the Democrats that are running our campaign and in the media are still living in old politics.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, no. The problem for them is that Trump is making up the rules of new politics. Mm-hmm. So, in a sense, if you slow it down and think about it word for word, Trump is spending an incredible amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's incredibly low.
Right. Yes, it is incredible, but in the wrong direction. Right. And all that to say about the media is that, you know, I imagine the advertising departments are telling the news departments, hey, is there something you can do here? I mean, we had projected earnings for this quarter to be a lot higher, and there's no way we're going to meet these projections because we're not going to get the campaign money that traditionally, you know, we would have gotten or even what was projected early on.
No, and I'll tell you what, I just think that Trump is tapped into some really smart ideas on how to campaign. But we just turn the pages back a little bit. In 2004, when I ran the field operations for Catholics Against Kerry, mm-hmm. we very effectively used radio. The radio was really cheap, and we did a very good job in slowing Kerry down enough in the Pennsylvania, Ohio border area. And we absolutely will take credit for flipping New Mexico back to George Bush in 2004. And that was all radio. And I'll tell you, if they used the plan that we used, the plan was very simple. We had an ad that was done well and professional. And anybody who contacted us, we just sent it to them and told them to go to the local radio station. You want to do something? This way we were out of it for keeping track of money in and out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just go ahead and do whatever you want. And, boy, we got such great reports from people saying, wow, you know, it was so much cheaper and so much easier, and the radio guys loved it. So
right, exactly.
They're going to say, hey, here's our opportunity.
Well, you know, I've long said that campaigns have not calculated correctly the power of the medium of radio. And to your point, Coach, a lot less expensive, very strategic, very effective if you use it wisely. But these big campaigns have done the traditional thing. They've gone to TV, and they're just not quite getting the return, whereas with radio – it's very quick, and it's still about the message. If you got the right message, it will break through. And when you consider the listenership of radio, still roughly, I think, 85% of America is listening to some audio program, whether it's radio or it's online or some other venue, you know, as opposed to television. I mean, TV viewership has dramatically fallen from the days that you and I grew up. I mean, when you and I grew up, 85% of the TV viewing audience was commanded by the three major networks. Now it's less than 50%. So what does that tell you?
Sure. Yeah, that's so true. And you can't zoom through commercials on the radio.
Right.
You have to listen to them.
Right.
And you can listen in your car. You can't watch television commercials in your car. And, of course, what you alluded to, look, money will get you on the stage and put a microphone in your hand. But if you can't sing the song, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, Coach, sidebar, speaking of you can't sing the song, I don't know if you've gone to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, but we are featuring a gal that will, you know, for this holiday, and I you know, it is a blessing to veterans. It is a blessing to Americans across this country. This gal was with her team of people from, I think it was Florida. Florida A&M, a marching band. And her name is G-Star Swain. Sings the national anthem at the Lincoln Memorial. Oh, Coach, it'll bring tears to your eyes. This is such a blessing. We're hoping to have a chance to talk to her on 4th of July. But I will tell you, you will be blessed by going to our website and hear the voice of this young lady. It is phenomenal and makes all veterans proud. And, you know, to me, you know, this is what the 4th of July weekend is all about. This is what our patriotism is all about. I believe this is what England reminded us about, of our nationalism, that it's okay to have national pride.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. And I think that a lot of other countries like Poland and Hungary are looking at America once again as the leaders. And they're pulling for Trump, believe me. They don't want Hillary Clinton because they have lived under, quote, Hillary Clinton, close quote, and Barack Obama, in a sense, for the last couple of decades. And they don't want it. They don't want it. They want freedom.
People understand there firsthand, Coach, that Barack Obama equals Hillary as much as Hillary equals a Barack Obama. So, you know, what you're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, is a third Barack Obama term. You know, can we live with that? You know, can we live with another 4 years of these kind of policies you know, you listen to the president, he says, we're doing so much better. But, you know, I'm not hearing that anywhere. You know, he's saying we've got more jobs. I don't see more people working. I see less. I see them manipulating the numbers just like they've been trying to manipulate these polling numbers, which, again, ladies and gentlemen, be on notice. Be mindful of these polling numbers that they put out. And you need to know who you need to reject right off the bat because they have no credibility. It's kind of like, you know, do you want to listen to Susan Rice anymore? Does she have any credibility for you after what she said about Benghazi? You know, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear her. She has no credibility in my ears as a result of what story she tried to put upon the people.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, coming at you, America, 14 before the top of the hour. Fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. This is Bill Martinez live. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. Coach, in fact, I got a couple tweets said, thank you very much for telling us, coaches, website. I guess we've been amiss at doing that, and maybe it's got lost in the fog of our conversation. So the coachesteam.com, and appreciate you reminding us, because I know you want to be in touch with what Coach is saying and being in the flow of the know. Hey, Coach, I want to divert for just a moment. Of course, the news yesterday from Defense Secretary Ash Carter announcing a new policy after a year of contentious debate inside the Pentagon, supposedly, as some senior military leaders questioned the impact on readiness, the secretary rejected, which I thought was quite interesting, that he would reject the readiness concerns of the generals. I mean, you got people that are there on the floor saying, wait a minute, we're not ready for this. I'm not even sure it really passes all that much of the so what test. Why are you trying to make this into a situation? Well, what we're talking about was the announcement that transgender people can now serve openly in the U.S. military, and this is effective immediately. I mean, the generals, the service leaders were saying, look, we need to kind of feather this in and do this with some sense of caution. But, you know, it's been the case of this administration. I think Barack Obama, I'm ready to give him the name of the microwave president, because he just can't seem to manage due process. I mean, things just aren't moving fast enough, and we're just going to shove this down people's throat, and we're going to find ourselves in trouble. And what this smacks of and reminds me of, again, is when we go back, if I might, Coach, just go back historically to the Civil War, I think the way we approached the slavery issue, we slammed it down people so quickly that, you know, here it is, we still drag that anchor around with us. Is that what we want to do with this issue as well, is have an anchor dragging behind us, and especially, God forbid, that we'd be in a time of war, and when, you know, the last thing we need is anchors. We need less weight and more rapidity.
Well, Carter is calling it a matter of principle. Whose principle? What yeah. principle is that, Mr. Carter?
Yeah.
That's my question. And you have some activists glowing that, oh, this is all about equal civil rights. No, the military is about killing people who deserve to be killed because they're trying to kill us and breaking things that they have so that they can be stopped in trying to kill us. It's not about expanding civil rights or anything of the sort, not at all.
Well, you know, the thing is amazing, you know, when you've got already budgetary issues you're dealing with the Pentagon, right now, you know, transgender troops will no longer be considered medically unfit for military service. Come October, transgender troops may begin an official process to change gender in the military personnel management system. And guess who's going to pay for that?
Yeah, of course. And how about in this very sad and terrible possibility, when people are blown up and all we have is little scrapes of DNA, do we order nature to change the DNA? Can the Democrats pass a law ordering nature to change DNA that clearly says female to male because that fits now?
Right.
It's insanity.
Well, yeah, we're twisting ourselves into all kinds of knots here. And as we, you know, my question, when I heard this, I go, I had no idea that we had such an incredible transgender issue in the military. I mean, I know the public at large, we're talking, what, less than 2%? Some say even less than 1%.
But less than 1%.
Yeah, so here we are in the military. I mean, we're talking for, and again, it's just a small number that we're accommodating here. And how does that promote readiness?
It doesn't. And what do you do with a guy like Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
That has not completely transformed. Do we have like a special platoon for halfway theirs? Again, we have no time for this. We're fighting a war for our very survival.
Yeah. I think we're getting caught in the minutia here, and we're losing, you know, what the mission of our military is all about here, Coach. With all due respect, you know, I don't see how this promotes readiness at any level. The generals were saying, we need to. We're not prepared to make this move yet, but Ash Carter and the president have single-handedly decided that now's the time. And, I mean, this is an immediate change. We're not talking something that's going to be feathered in over the next 5 years. This is immediately, and starting October, we can set up a queue to where, you know, if these military personnel want a gender reassignment, well, they do so at our expense.
Exactly. And where are our friends and defenders in the Republican Party? What are they doing? Cheering them on or just watching or just saying, oh, well, you know, we need to have all three branches of the government in order to get something done.
Yeah. Well, Coach, you know, the opportunity here is for us to have an open conversation, and I appreciate and respect that we can have this conversation. I mean, you and I are talking about this. We're former military. And we see, you know, what kind of consequence this can have. Though we may not have been active on the field of battle, we know a lot of our friends who have been. And, you know, the last thing they need to worry about is things that's going to confuse the issue. They need to be of clear mind and readiness. And, you know, here we are. We're introducing things that are not necessarily opportune and appropriate at this point. And especially being introduced by non-military people. Again, being dictated from on high, these elites and the establishment saying, well, this is the way we're going to do it, regardless of what it has to say and what, regardless of what effect it may have on the readiness and the effectiveness of our military. Coach, I wanted to talk to you about Uma Abedin on this whole issue. You know, with some of the transcripts that I'm reading, does it look like Uma is taking three steps back away from the Clintons, or am I misreading something here?
You know, yeah, it seems that that's what's wafting out. There's a bit of a dichotomy here. You have witnesses describing what she said as cooperative. Okay, now in this case, because she is speaking about Hillary Clinton's email problem, there isn't any in-between. If she is cooperative, then she is hurting Hillary Clinton. If she is covering for Hillary Clinton, I don't see how she what she says could be characterized as cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another situation where, you know, there's just the preponderance of evidence. It just keeps growing 55,000 pages of emails now under the microscope. You know, they used devious methods to get around Freedom of Information Act requests. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just lucky that we have Judicial Watch as a non-governmental agency that's
without a doubt.
Job.
And whatever you can do to support Judicial Watch, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, go to their website, support them. They have been the spear, they've been the point of the spear on this whole issue with the FOIA request. I mean, thank God for them. If it wasn't for Judicial Watch, we would not have known of Hillary's, private server, would we?
Exactly. We wouldn't have known any of this. It would have been covered up. And even if we did have some good, hardworking, honest Republicans that dug stuff up. I mean, look what happened the other day when Gowdy drops a devastating report on Hillary Clinton, and on the news media says what? Nothing new here. Move along.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, and plus having it preempted by the Democrats' version as well, which I think, you know, that is so, you know, to me, it's an issue of collusion. It detracts from, you know, the pursuit of truth, which they said they wanted, because all under the guise, Coach, and it's a guise, that it was so that this would never happen again. They did everything to obstruct the truth and to make sure that this happens again. That's what the Democrats ensured. And they preempted the Republican report on purpose. Elijah Cummings did not do We the People any favors. I'm sorry to tell you that. That's my read on this whole deal.
Well, obviously, it's really not getting traction because Trump is the one that's getting traction. And I'll say again, if you think about it, nothing that has been beneficial for Hillary Clinton in the last year has been genuine. Anything that has been beneficial to Hillary Clinton in the last year has been generated and faked and phonied, as with these polls and as with Barack Obama's administration putting their thumb on the scale. Mm-hmm. So all of this stuff is just teetering on collapse. And again, as I say, look, you cannot overlook the psychological value of going into this long weekend with Trump ahead in a national poll, ahead of the margin of error.
Exactly.
The Rasmussen survey is going to be a festering sore, and I guarantee you that on Tuesday or Wednesday, Reuters will come riding to the rescue with a 12-point lead for Clinton, and everybody will laugh at it.
And, of course, they'll only make sure there was a 50% advantage of Democratic voters participating in it, you know, because, hey, that's the only way you can come up with that kind of number. Well, you know, I'll tell you, Donald Trump has a lot to thank, and I think America will find themselves thanking the British as well because of the courage it took. And you look at those numbers, too, Coach. There were huge numbers. It was going to be a neck-and-neck race, but a 4% differential there for the British to exit the EU is quite telling and quite anti-establishment. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.